Blog Talk Radio.
Divine Healing Pack is another great show through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Join us for 1 hour of divine healing and energy transformation as Amin Hamid guides us into our own abilities to heal ourselves, others, and the living planet.
Hello, hello to our wonderful listeners out there for the live version and the archive version. First of all, I have to thank you all and congratulate you immensely because you like the journey to the Temple of Angels and the journey to the Temple of Masters so much, and you helped us with your listening to bring us to the second page of the most favorite for spirituality category. And personally, I really, really love you all out there, and I really appreciate it. And this is among 500 episodes that your love and interest for having more and more information and practicing your unique connection with divine through your heart is really paying off, and it's a clear indication that every one of you out there who is really interested in learning techniques, how to heal yourself, how to constantly vibrate in a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, constantly be in that meditative state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, and integrate that into your daily activity so you can keep yourself most charged. So I love you all for all your support, and with your support and the fact that we are constantly talking about how valuable it is for every one of us to develop our unique connection with the divine through our heart and start listening, start trusting our heart, start trusting the continuous conversation through our intuitive mind that divine has with us, the archangels have with us, the ascended masters have with us, like our big brother and big sisters, and constantly learn how we can take every opportunity, every challenge throughout the day, and see the golden nugget within those challenges so we can stay charged up as we take care of those challenges. For the folks who like to join us on the call, area code 347-202-0886. If you'd like to join us on this call, again, area code 347-202-0886. And for the folks who are on the internet, you can always connect to the chat room if you'd like to ask your questions there. If you prefer the chat room, we've put a bunch of little hearts out there for you so you can all see the hearts, and they're all pounding for you to connect with us and allow us to serve you to our best ability, because divine is here to serve every one of us, and this program intention is to serve every one of you out there. The more we know about your need, the more we get information from you about your requirement, what you need to know about, the better we can serve you in order to maintain our daily and nightly connection with the divine, and that way we can stay charged up throughout the day and night. The energy is abundant. The prosperity of connecting to that energy and using that energy for every one of us has no limit. It's just a matter of us doing it. It's always there to serve us. Through our heart, through our unique connection with divine, we can start experiencing what a wonderful miracle we are all, how much potential we all have, and how much we can serve ourselves, serve others with hardly any effort, because we are putting some kind of effort today anyway. The question is, what's the quality of that effort and how we can improve that? So please join us on the call, join us on the chat room, so we can have some fun, have some dialogue, and just make the best out of the next 1 hour. Of course, for the folks who listen to the archive version, you can always send us email through help@healingpack.org, healingpack.org. We are a nonprofit organization. Our purpose here is to serve you to our best ability, and we put the best effort out there to serve as much as possible. A couple of quick announcements. One is, the cruise is getting closer and closer, and we love to see you all at the cruise. So we just have some fun on the beautiful ocean. You can always go to healingpack.org to register for it. Also, we are starting our classes this coming Sunday. And if you like to go and register for our class, which is all via phone, and every single class session is audio recorded, and you can download it and listen to it at your own leisure, also at your own comfort of your home. You can just dial in, meditate together virtually and globally throughout the living earth, the angelic earth, and just have some fun together. If you go to the healingpack.org and go to the training tab, learn about self-healing, and click on that, you get the class information, and you can register for it there. If you have financial challenge, just send us an email. Send us an email to help@healingpack.org or register@healingpack.org, and we'll take care of you. As I said, many people have sent us email. Many people have requested, you know, participation in the class, and we have given access to all you folks. We are only here to help you and to serve you. As you may recall, we covered a journey to the Temple of Masters. Last week we covered the journey to Temple of Angels. I hope that throughout the last week and in the last 2 weeks you had an opportunity to experience further the wonderful vibration that you sense, you experience as you connect yourself with these wonderful Ascended Masters, wonderful Archangels, who are like our big brother, big sister, who are like people, energetic beings who just love to help us and support us and serve us as much as possible. And that's really their job. They love to do it. Instead of being shy about asking for support, asking for help, whether your support you need is a health-related, social-related, financial-related, just ask for support, ask for help, and rest assured that they will help you and they will support you. And I hope that in order to improve your meditation state of love, joy, peace, and compassion throughout the day, you took our advice and you slept at the Temple of Masters. You slept at the Temple of Angels. It is so simple to just put the wish out there as you are ready to fall asleep, because energy follows intention. The rest of it is just really trusting the fact that once we put that request out there, it's granted. And we would sleep there, energetically speaking. We would experience the vibration of those healing energetic sites. So if you forgot from time to time to sleep in those vibrational sites, healing sites, hey, we all have time to practice it for the rest of our life. So those healing sites are always there. Whether we happen to be in our physical body or not, those healing sites are still there. And because energy follows our intention, and because of the fundamental essence of the law of attraction, what we put out is what we attract. By just putting the request out there that I want to sleep in Temple of Angels tonight. Angels, please allow me to join you and have a peaceful, joyful, loving, compassionate sleep. And the rest of it is whatever you may experience, and we would love to hear about it. Share your experiences with us. You can either add us to your most favorite list, or you may comment about these programs and also the experience you have with our meditation practices. And that way, your feedback will help us to better tune our programs to make every one of us, every one of you, to become more and more independent daily and nightly to nourish yourself through your unique connection with love, joy, peace, and compassion. So you always stay charged up as much as possible, as often as possible, daily and nightly. Today we are going to talk about Temple of Knowledge, and after that take a journey to Temple of Knowledge. I'm sure we have all been in some kind of library and we looked for material, we looked for some information. With the new technology of the web, internet, we've done many searches through many of the websites, try to gain information, gain access to some amount of information. Essentially, Temple of Knowledge is where the Akashic record of the entire universe, regardless of every single one of us, regardless of all plants, all animal kingdom, water mass, life in water mass, the angelic earth, every planet in the solar system, every star, every galaxy, and much, much more, even down to every virus, every bacteria, every single cell. Just let your imagination loose. Whatever knowledge you want to gain access to, it's all there. It's the source of all knowledge within the universe. So from time to time, when people invent things, regardless of what it is, when they draw things, when they come up with new music, sooner or later, through their practice, through their creativity, through their desire of learning through their intuitive mind, through opening their heart, they tap into the temple of knowledge and gain access to that knowledge. So essentially, if you consider internet being human-created computer, which is so many millions, and probably pretty soon we also reach so many billions, computer servers out there, and they each provide some kind of information, you can consider Temple of Knowledge to be the divine computer. How do you access it? Same as everything else, through your heart, through your trusting your connection with divine, through practicing to develop that connection further and further, trusting it, through practice, develop your confidence, develop your security that you are able to connect, first of all, and then through practice, make it stronger and stronger as time goes by. So when we talk about Akashic record, whether it happens to be an individual Akashic record or a plant or planet or star or galaxy or universe, we make no distinction about any of them. Neither does divine. A simple example would be from the point of conception. When a sperm fertilizes an egg in the mother's womb, every vibration that occurs to that from that point on, whether it happens to be a physical vibration or an emotional vibration or a thought vibration or an energetic vibration, it's constantly getting emitted to every single molecule within the universe. And as it's getting emitted to every single molecule within the universe, it's being stored in the divine intelligence, in the temple of knowledge. And as we grow up, our childhood, our teenage, our adulthood, every thought, every emotion, every single vibration that occurs to every single cell within our physical body, every single thought that arises from our brain, every single emotion that we experience, they're all being emitted. And as they're being emitted, they're being stored in the temple of knowledge. So through the process of purification of virtue, which is most important, when someone has the good intention, we are able to open that Akashic record, that record about an individual in Temple of Knowledge, as long as our intention is good, to gain access to it for the purpose of serving. So it's very important to acknowledge that, yes, if I get upset about someone, if I get pissed about someone, if I get angry, if I get jealous, and say, okay, let me go to the Temple of Knowledge and open the Akashic Records so I know how to hurt them. I'm sorry. Divine doesn't work that way. Divine only vibrates in a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. In that case, based on our intention, that Akashic record of that individual may not be open for us. Unless the person grants us permission. On the other hand, if our intention is good, if we have done the proper purification of virtue, if regardless of the distance, we hear someone is hurt, we hear someone has some challenge, and we set our intention to help them. We set our intention to serve them. In order to do that to our best ability, we need to access some of the information about them. Then it opens. I'm sure throughout our lifetime, this has either happened to us or it has happened to others that they have told us about it. For example, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about a friend, and all of a sudden the phone rings. Next thing I know is the friend online. Or on the other hand, I'm sitting there and I think about the friend, and then I start thinking, well, are they okay? Are they not okay? And this and that. And all of a sudden the phone rings and says, oh, as a matter of fact, my friend says, oh, I just started thinking about you. Then I thought about calling you. They say, oh, I was just thinking about calling you. I guess you beat me to it. And then we say, okay, that was random. But I tell you, there are proper practices that we can develop these random events and make them more and more predictable. After all, we are all connected to divine. We are all connected to divine intelligence. And the best way we can get this out of randomness and to make it more practical is through proper practice. What is that practice? It's to trust the fact that we all have telepathic ability. We all have extrasensory perception ability. And learn techniques to develop it. For example, if you know a friend from distance, you can always call them up and say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to hang up the phone and I'm going to think about a number between like 0 to 9. And then you send me a text or I send you a text and see how often we can guess it right. It's not going to happen 100% right away. But as time goes by, you'll be surprised how often you can guess each other correctly. The other easy way of developing these abilities, like maybe taking some basic shapes, square, rectangle, triangle, diamond, and try to guess those and jot down number of times that you guess it. And see how often you can coordinate between each other. And as you do that, say, oh, I got this right. Oh, wow, this is working system. Oh, this is going great. You start developing the trust. This is something that also happens quite often when we have a certain bond with someone. For example, between parent and children who are apart from each other. Between people who really care for one another. This happens quite often as well. I'm sure you have experienced that. Maybe your friend, or you've heard it from a friend or a family member, that all of a sudden a mother felt something uneasy about their child who happened to be away. And then when they try to connect with them, contact them, reach them, they realize that, yes, indeed, something has happened to them and they are in need of some help. Those type of bonding exist among all of us. It constantly happens. Every time you say, oh, this is random, it's just, you know, not going to happen. That's, again, law of attraction. If I say, if it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen, because I'm setting myself for it not to happen. But energy follows intention. If I believe it happens, and if I want it to happen, and I trust the fact that it happens, it's going to happen more and more often. And I tell you one example. I have teenagers. I know if I tell them something, sometimes they're going to reject it. But guess what? I just think about it. I just think about, okay, my son. I think if you do this, it's a good idea. Or if you do that, it's a good idea. So by thinking that way, I've already emitted that thought to them. In this case, to him. And all of a sudden, a few minutes later, my son says, "Oh, Dad, I'm going to do this." I said, "Wow, what a good idea. I think that's an excellent idea." I tell you something else, which is funny. I do that sometimes. You know, I go to a grocery store. It's like, I just have one item in my hand, and then the person in front of me have like a, you know, shopping cart full of product, and I kind of look at it, and I stand behind them, then I think, "Oh, I just have a few items. Please let me go in front of you." If I ask them, I bet you anything, 80% of the time they may say no, or they feel I'm imposing on them. So what do? I just think about it. All of a sudden, the person turns around and look at my hand. They just see a couple of items and say, "Oh, you have so few items. You want to go in front of me?" I say, "Oh, yeah, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much." So I'm just bringing these as different examples that you can try. And in a case like that, I tell you, establishing a telepathic ability with some other individual who is in a physical body is the simplest method. The next step is to develop that ability so we maintain that communication. Maintaining it. It's a correct word, maintaining it, because that communication is always there with the divine through our heart, through our intuitive mind. But quite often, we have a hard time to trust it. Quite often, we start doubting it. And as we do that, it's like static in line. It's like using a cell phone that there's so much static, I can't hear the words. But by continuously practicing it, we get better and better at it. Speaking of practicing, hey, it's time to practice this. So if you just talk about it without practicing it, we are not going to have as much fun. Program is all about practicing. Everything we talk about, we need to practice it. So close your eyes. Just become aware of your breath. With every breath, we created as perfect beings the miracles of divine, have the ability to breathe in along with air, love, joy, peace, and compassion. And with every exhale, to breathe out love, joy, peace, and compassion. So, slow down the breath. Just let it sink in, nourishing every cell, every emotion, every thought as they arise. Nourish them all. They're all our wonderful inner child. They all require nourishment. As you've closed your eyes, just set your intention to enter into the diamond. The diamond is a vibrational site where it magnifies our experience. Close your eyes. Just let every breath full of love, joy, peace, and compassion, allow you to sink in deeper and deeper into your essence, flowing freely with the ascended masters, with the archangels, just having fun and joy in the divine river. Now we set our intention. Divine God, I set my intention to be the same and synchronized as divine intention. Divine, collective consciousness, love. God, I'm your child. Living on earth, serving you and I. Please allow love, joy, peace, and compassion gush through my heart. And I filter every thought, every emotion, and every physical challenge through the lens of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Now remember, we said the statement. It's time to practice it. As every physical challenge you have, wherever in your body, as every thought arises, as every emotion arises, just hug it, love it, welcome it. Kiss it, squeeze it, however you can show love to yourself. If there is a part of your body that's in pain, start rubbing it, start touching it. The guardians of the East request protection from the East. Guardians of the South, we request protection from the South. Guardians of the West, we request for protection from the West. Guardians of the North, we request for protection from the North. Guardians of the Above, we request protection from the Above. Guardians from below, we request for protection from below. Guardians from the center, we request for protection from the center. We also request for Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Jophiel, Archangel Zadkiel, and Archangel Shamuel, to protect us from the seven corners, so we enter into the temple of knowledge to gain an experience based on what we need to know in the temple of knowledge. We request for Archangel Metatron to overlook the whole process, so we have the most and the best experience. Now, ask one of the ascended masters, one of the prophets that really touches your heart, Prophet Moses, Prophet Jesus, Prophet Muhammad, Mary, Mary Magdalena, Kuan Yin, Shiva, Buddha, any of these wonderful ascended beings, ascended masters, that you resonate with them the most, to help you enter into the temple of knowledge. God requests for healing energy for all the participants, all the listeners to the live program and the archive program, as well as the water, the bottle of water that's next to them during this meditation, entering into the temple of knowledge. Thank you. Welcome any thought. Welcome any emotion. Welcome any physical challenge that may arise. For something to release, it needs surface. As they surface, welcome them. Ask for divine support to help you heal them. Bring them into a healing state instead of suppressing them and storing them in a disease state. As you enter into the temple of knowledge, allow for your Akashic records, for the records from your childhood, to open up for you. So you have the opportunity to transform those deep, deep experiences from your childhood into their healthy state. Trust your connection. Trust your ability to heal your emotional, your physical, and your thought body. Every one of us is a miracle. Moment of the day, we are a miracle. We are all born perfect. Through recharging ourselves, maintaining ourselves in a meditation state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, we are able to overcome any of our challenges. Financial challenge, relationship challenge, health challenge. Just trust. Your connection. Let your heart and your mind. Let your intuitive mind and logical mind become into a state of collaboration and cooperation for your benefit. Thank you. slowly become aware of your presence in the diamond. Be thankful to yourself and to the wonderful beings, the ascended masters. The archangels. Through our unique divine connection, helping us to gain more information about yourself, about ourselves. Be thankful to yourself. Be thankful to whoever you ask, that loving being, to escort you into the temple of knowledge. Now, for the rest of the program, if you like to keep your eyes closed, just flowing in the divine river of love, joy, peace, and compassion, let it be. Okay, everyone, I hope you had fun. I definitely had fun flowing with you all, asking for healing energy for every single one of you. Whether you happen to be on the live or the archive, it doesn't matter. This is divine love. This is divine intelligence. It works outside the realm of space and time. Rest assured that you are being energized. Rest assured that that ball of water next to you is being energized. You can drink that throughout the week. Just remember, every time you want to take a sip of it, just say your favorite prayer 3 times. Whatever that may be, in whatever language it may be, it doesn't matter. Divine is here to serve you. The more every one of us saturate ourselves with love, joy, peace, and compassion, the more we naturally reflect that love, joy, peace, and compassion to our environment. So if you want peace, if you want global peace, nourish yourself with peace. If you want global joy, nourish yourself with joy. If you want more love and compassion throughout the earth, nourish yourself with more love and compassion. Of course, just be aware that we are talking about unconditional love and compassion, unconditional peace, unconditional joy. We will talk about this subject further in future program. What's the difference between conditional and unconditional? One of our wonderful listeners on the chat room is saying, I love Green Tara too. I love Green Tara also. She's one of the deities from Hinduism. And we love her. She's a wonderful being. Of course, I always like to call that these wonderful beings at it, not because we are disrespecting them, just because they are energetic. There is no gender when we talk energy. And the best way to reach us is through sending us email, giving us your feedback. Also, put comment against these programs. as you listen to it. I'd just like to share one of the comments that I received via email. The wonderful listener, she said, "I wanted to say thank you so much for all of the advice you gave me. Since we last spoke, there have been several changes that would have normally taken a year and a half to come to fruition. I feel stronger and more in tune with myself. Thank you for everything." So we are here to serve you. We are here to help you march on the path of healing. It's wonderful. All the people on the chat room are having fun, you know, complimenting each other and telling how wonderful each other are and sending flower and smiley face and heart. So for the folks who are on the internet, I suggest you log into the chat room so you have some fun together while we are having the program. Folks on the chat room, if you have any question that you like to ask, we just have a couple of minutes left. But if you have any question that, you know, you like to ask about it, of course, you can always email us your questions as well, and we try to answer those questions. I guess people are just so having so much fun sending each other icons like heart and smiley face and flower, just having a blast after this wonderful meditation with it being in the state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. By the way, any question you have, take it to the Temple of Knowledge. The practical application for Temple of Knowledge, if you have a heart, if you are thinking about some kind of subject, if you are going to school, if you have to write a paper, anything that's got to do with some kind of intelligence or knowledge, or you have to strongly think, check into Temple of Knowledge. Remember, energy follows intention. Just check into the Temple of Knowledge and ask for assistance, and you shall receive it. So there are many practical applications that you can benefit from Temple of Knowledge throughout the day. Become aware of it, start using it, and enjoy the beauty of gaining access to the highest level of knowledge. Love you all. Hug you all, kiss you all, till our next program. Bye.
Thanks for joining us on Divine Healing Pack. If you'd like more information, go to healingpack.org. That's healingpaq.org.